In 1982, my brother was given a Sony CFS500 boombox stereo for his birthday. It was awesome. It had AM/FM radio, dual volume controls, an LED graphic equalizer, output jacks, and big speakers. And all of this was built around a cassette recorder. With the cassette recorder, we could save the songs we heard on the radio to a tape so we could listen to them anytime we wanted. With the audio output, we could send the signal into a regular tape deck and build our own compilation albums. We now owned the world of audio. This was happening all over the country, and people were discovering that they could build their own little audio programs by rearranging miscellaneous recordings into something that held meaning to them. Clips from TV shows and movies.
Crichton, what are you doing, man?
I've just repaired the toaster, sir. Well, I've nearly repaired the toaster.
Oh, no, man, dismantle him. You don't know what a little bleeder's like.
Comedic bits. Prank phone calls.
But the reason why the curse works is because all children have brain damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Poetry.
Love is not all. It is not meat, not drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain.
And music. These all came together into a personal and artistically organized creation. Usually consisting of a theme, the tapes were typically made for a specific person and were meant to convey how the creator was feeling at the time. With the advent of computers, MP3 players, and digital content, this time-consuming and thoughtful form of expression has been lost. This program is looking to bring it back. Back then, we didn't have social media. We didn't call people our friend until we shared with them who we felt we really were, what we liked to do, the type of music we liked to listen to, the sort of movies we liked to watch. We would spend hours poring over what to share and how to present it. We would meet new people and make new friends, and if we were lucky, we could fall in love. All of this could be done simply by handing someone a plastic cassette and saying to them, "I made you this mixtape." I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I'd teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind, whenever you mind. As humans, we love drama. We love it so much, we willingly invite it into our lives. Just watch the nightly talking heads as they take the smallest incident and whip it up into a frenzy of media sensationalism. This isn't new. We've always worked really hard as a species to make our personal situation more unbearable. Fear and surprise, two of the chief weapons of the Spanish Inquisition, were easy to wield. This is because we are used to them, as we use them on ourselves. Fear-mongering is a worldwide pastime. And why should we focus on the small petty fears we all have? Will I be late to work? How am I going to afford to heat the house this winter? Is that a gray hair on my temple? Screw those. Let's go for the big ones. Let's go for the biggest one of all. The destruction of the earth. Call it what you want. The rapture, the apocalypse, the quickening, end times, Y2K, the resolution of the Mayan calendar, whatever. What it all boils down to is that we love the idea of having to plan out for absolute chaos. Anarchy, zombies, no food or power, complete desolation. For some people, this is their idea of a good time. On this episode of I Made You This Mixtape, we'll be listening to a tape labeled The Party's Over. It is dedicated to my good friend Matt, who introduced me to Late Nights with Art Bell. Hold on, I need to press play.
Listen on. This is the truth of it. Fighting leads to killing, and killing gets to warring, and that was damn near the death of us all. Look at us now, busted up and everyone talking about hard rain. But we've learned by the dust of them all, Barter Town's learned. Now when men get to fighting, it happens here, and it finishes here. Two men enter, one man leaves. And right now, I've got two men. Two men with a gut full of fear. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dying time's here.
options are for me, alternatives, and I decline. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine. I feel
another meeting, Tom. Maybe we could wrap it up. No, we'll get to common ground somehow. Meanwhile, I'll report back to my colleagues who were chewing on the doors. I guess we'll table this for now. I'm glad to see you take constructive criticism well. Time, I know we're all busy as hell, and we'll put this thing to bed when I bash your head open.
All we want to do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable, I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes. Maybe we should compromise. Open up the doors. We'll all come inside and eat your brains.
It's called This Time.
I will believe you if you say it's true. Girl, you know
popular fact that things are not always what they seem. For instance, on the planet Earth, man had always assumed that he was the most intelligent species occupying the planet, instead of the third most intelligent. The second most intelligent creatures were, of course, dolphins, who, curiously enough, had long known of the impending destruction of the planet Earth. They had made many attempts to alert mankind to the danger, but most of their communications were misinterpreted as amusing attempts to punch footballs or whistle for tidbits. So they eventually decided they would leave Earth by their own means. The last ever dolphin message was misinterpreted as a surprisingly sophisticated attempt to do a double backward somersault through a hoop while whistling the Star Spangled Banner. But in fact, the message was this: so long, and thanks for all the fish.
So sad that shining down through the palms, shadows moving on the sand, somebody whispering the 23rd song, dusty rifle in his trembling hands, somebody trying just to stay alive. He got promises to keep over the ocean in America, far away, fast asleep. Silent stars blinking in the blackness of an endless sky. Gold, silver satellites.
I was
once there's a way to get back homeward. Once there's a way to get back home. Sleep pretty darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby. Sing a lullaby. Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. I will sing a lullaby. We'll be right back.
Hip, hip, hippie, hippie me today. Happy, hippie, hippie me today. Hip, hip, hippie, hippie me today. Happy, hippie, hippie me today.
I'm a long-haired hippie kitten. I'm on a secret mission. I've got a message for the people of the world.
You gotta know happy doesn't have to have an ending. Don't stop the good times when they start. Come on now. You gotta know happy doesn't have to have an ending. Remember this before we.
Pay my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my shackles and kicked in my face. The world. I've taken my bows and my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I learned you all. But it's been no bed of roses. Pleasure cruise. I consider a challenge for the whole human race, and I'm gonna lose. We are the champions, my friends, and we'll keep on fighting till the end.
Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Want to hear it again? Or do you have an interest in hearing a previous episode? Visit the archive on our website. That's imadeyouthismixtape.net. As always, our show is sponsored by the Community School in Camden, online at thecommunityschool.org, and Side Country Sports of Rockland, online at sidecountrysports.com. If you would like to drop us a note or send us your mixtape to be played on a future show, you can do so via the Postal Service. Send your correspondence to I Made You This Mixtape, P.O. Box 1149, Rockland, Maine, 04841. Guidelines for submissions can be found online at our website. Again, that's imadeyouthismixtape.net. Please provide the story behind your mixtape. We know that there is one. This is Nate Greenleaf for I Made You This Mixtape, telling you to remember to turn your Dolby on and the auto reverse off. Until next time.